This is the Steve and PDX Podcast, Episode 5.
Shut up and dance. Shut up and dance. Shut up and dance. Shut up and dance.
Okay, that was the punk group, Shut Up and Dance. We've been away for a while. I've been very super stupid busy. I've been traveling a lot and working for the man and, you know, doing those things that everyone needs to do to pay the rent and pay the bills. But I have had chances to watch a lot of anime, and I've completed a couple of series that we're going to talk about today, in particular Gantz, Gunslinger Girl, and Hellsing. Also, we will be having some movie reviews and some other things that are happening and are happening around Portland these days. A couple of notes that I'd like to mention on upcoming events. In September is the Music Fest Northwest. It's slated to go off September 7th through September 10th, which is the weekend right after KamuriCon, which will be Labor Day weekend at the Red Lion Inn. So make sure you save up your cash all summer so that you can come to KamuriCon and then the next weekend go to Music Fest Northwest. If you are a band in the Portland area and you are based in the Portland area and you want to get your music heard, Music Fest Northwest is your showcase. So go to the website, Music Fest Northwest. They are currently accepting applications to play at the festival, which is a large number of clubs over a three-day period. So get in there and get your applications in. Also, if you are a Portland-based band, or you're in a Portland-based band, and you would like to have your music showcased on the Steven PDX podcast, please feel free to contact me. The PodSafe Music Network is I'm just about exhausted what's there on that website as far as local music. And this show is about music in the Portland area, among other things. But one of the focal points of the show is local music, and I would like to keep it local. I'd like to keep it in the Portland area. There's some bands that I've listened to in Oregon in general that I would like to put on here in an episode that might look at bands from Bend or Eugene or Medford or wherever. But for the most part, I'd like to keep it local to Portland. So if you're out there and you want to get and you're in a band and it's local to Portland, and send me some stuff. We will definitely get you on this show. Now, I went through the weekly this week and ran across a couple of interesting things. The Steven Seagal Blues Band will be coming to town. I think that if you are Steven Seagal, there is no other better music to play than the blues. Because if you're Steven Seagal, Lord knows that you are full of the blues. Things that cross your mind might be, "Oh Lord, why am I Steven Seagal? Please, Lord, please, don't make me be Steven Seagal. I don't know why I do it, Lord. I don't know why. Do I have to be in another kung fu movie? Yes, I do. Because I'm Steven Seagal." So, you know, it's no surprise that he plays the blues. Also in the WeLab Weekly is a thing about the Willamette Writers Conference, which will be happening August 4th through 6th, and you can look at the website. I'll put a link up in the show notes for all the stuff that I talk about. But the Willamette Writers Conference will be a showcase for local writers in the Portland area. There'll be some contests, I guess, involved with that. But more importantly is the opportunity to network and meet people who actually represent writers, buy writers' materials like television shows, screenwriter representatives for the movies, that kind of thing. There's definitely more information on the website. I don't know if I'm going to go. It all depends on the state of my book at that point. It's almost finished, the rough draft anyway, and I don't think it's going to be through beta by August 4th. It will be finished, however, by November, because, as we all know, November is National Novel Writing Month. And if you're not familiar with NaNoWriMo, well, we'll talk more about that in upcoming episodes and encourage everyone to participate in writing your own novel in a month. 30 days, 50,000 words. It's an interesting experience. So more about that later. More upcoming events. The bride wanted me to talk about Kenpo Choga Rinpoche's teachings later this month, May 20th and May 21st. He is a Tibetan monk, and he is a Dzogchen lineage holder, and he will be giving instruction, teachings at Portland State University on May 20th and the Northwest Tibetan Cultural Center on May 21st. And the topics will be the way of true happiness. And more information will be, of course, on their website, which you can link to from the show notes. The website is www.dzogchenlineage.org, and they have a schedule there. He's teaching all over the place. All right, so that, and I did run across one interesting thing, PDX Assassins. I don't know if anybody out there listening to this, actually, I don't know if there are any people out there listening to this. I think this is just recorded for my own personal amusement, and all two people on the entire planet probably listen to this. But there's an interesting group out there called PDX Assassins, and their deal is that you sign up and you get an assassin's card, and your job for a specific time period is to assassinate a person on your list. You are given a contract, an assignment, as you will, and you go out and find this person and shoot them with a water pistol, a squirt gun, water balloon, super soaker. Some way you have to tag them with water. And right now they're having sign-ups for the team competition. You have to have two members to participate. I won't be doing that. I will be looking forward to participating in the singles category coming up later this summer. But right now they have team registrations going on. And there, of course, will be a link in the show notes to the PDX Assassins website. And you can check them out. It sounds like a lot of fun. Sounds you know, right up my alley, actually. And I hope that people out there in PDX land will check them out. This week's musical interlude will be delivered to us by a band called Minmay. And you gotta love a band that takes their name from an anime character. I ran across these guys on the PodSafe Music Network, and a link to their website and to the PodSafe Music Network will be listed in the show notes. This tune is called Everyone Knows Jesus Wore a Chain. I don't know why they named it that, but, you know, I don't know anything. And it's coming from their soon-to-be-released album, Le Grand Essor de la Mansion du Mort, or, in English, The Great Rise of the Monster House. Or at least that's what Babelfish told me it meant. That will be released May 9th, and it's from a local Grade A Records. And, you know, I'm all about the local. So, anyway, without further ado, or more ado, here is Minmay, and Everyone Knows Jesus Wore a Chain.
Thank you.
ending abruptly in its sickeningly sweetness was Everyone Knows Jesus Wore a Chain by Minmay. And they will be performing live at the Doug Fir Lounge on the 28th of this month being May. All right, I hope everybody gets a chance to go out and see them. They've been around the website or wherever I read information about them. They says they've been around for a number of years, eight, and they have a number of albums out. One that was released sometime last year, about the summer last year, I think, that I've seen floating around. I'm looking forward to picking up The Great Rise of the Monster House, or La Grande Essor de la Mansion de Mort, at my Jackpot Records that I like to frequent there on Hawthorne. Anyway, enough of that. And like I said before, if you're a local band and you would like your music showcased on the wildly popular Steven PDX podcast, feel free to drop me a line. You can contact me through the website, stevenpdx@podomatic.com, email stevenpdx@hotmail.com. You could do it through my MySpace page, stevenpdx. And there's a number of other ways. There's the phone number that you can call, which I will list at the end of the podcast. And there are other email addresses. All of them are accessible through the website. During my hiatus, like I said, I was working, and I was, really, honest. I got paid and everything. I did have the good fortune to spend some time in some hotels in Vegas and in other states. I guess Vegas is its own state. I've always thought of it that way. It's its own state of mind. There's really only two cities in Nevada, Reno and in Vegas, and they hate each other. So I was in Vegas, and in my hotel in Vegas, they had a DVD player. And since I frequent that hotel quite quite often, I just started to bring my anime along with me, and I finished Gantz. Gantz is a 10-DVD collection of 26 episodes of a highly violent, mature-only anime. It's brought to America by ADV Films, and it was broadcast on television in Japan over two seasons, and it was highly edited. This is a really good series. I enjoyed the development of the character, the main character, along the way throughout the series, but to me it ended in a serious WTF moment. I didn't like the way that it ended, and it just left me with more questions than answers, which is, I guess, typical of a lot of anime and Japanese films. We in the U.S. have come to expect something at the end that will answer, questions, and leaving things unanswered or unsaid or unresolved tends to leave us cold. And I am no exception to that. So Gantz, 25 episodes of highly violent goodness, one episode of what the hell? It's worth a view, I think. Another anime series I just finished watching, it's widely popular, is Helsing. It was okay. Helsing, for me, didn't do everything that it does for everybody else. Helsing is brought to the United States by Jinyun, and there's 13 episodes, one season. It's about vampire hunters, this secret organization in England that is coincidentally called the Helsing Organization. They're set up to destroy vampires and the undead and anything that's quote unholy, end quote. It is run by a woman, Sir Integra Wingate Helsing, and her pet vampire, Alucard. Now, Alucard's an interesting character. He has powers that are unparalleled, unmatched, and completely at the control of Integra. The storyline is interesting. I liked some of it. I liked the fact that it was set in England and they actually had scenes of England and a storyline that that pitted the English church against the Catholic Church, which is always good for a story, I think. Religious intrigue. But it ended, and it wasn't the what the fuck moment from Gantz, but it was, okay, it's over, now what? This storyline really didn't keep me intrigued. It didn't really make me want to be involved with Integra's next plot or next episode or next move in the political arena. I did have some questions about Alucard, where he initially came from, where he obtained his powers, how he became a vampire. Was he the initial vampire? I've read in places where people make the assumption that he is Dracula. I didn't see that. I could not make that leap. To me, he was just a very powerful vampire, and he had the voice actor for the English voice actor, I think, has an interesting voice. The police girl, the vampire that Alucard makes in the first episode, she was, her battle with humanity was kind of tired. Will she drink the blood? Will she not drink the blood? If she drinks the blood, she'll become stronger. If she drinks the blood, she'll lose her humanity, I didn't care. Just drink the blood and go out and kill people. Or kill zombies and other vampires and, help the organization out a bit. But, in the end, she finally makes the right decision. Well, that was Hellsing. Interesting 13 episodes. If you could pick it up cheap, I think it's entertaining. The series I just recently finished up was Gunslinger Girl. That's also 13 episodes. It was put out in, broadcast anyway, between 2003 and 2004 in Japan. Brought to the States by Funimation. Gunslinger Girl was a excellent story. I would love to see more. More anime of this. It talks about assassinations and gunplay and what have you. But the real gem of this series is the character development and the character interactions between the gunslinger girls, the little girls in the story, and their handlers or the people who give them direction and the people who watch over them. It was interesting to see, the different types of relationships between the different gunslinger girls and their different handlers. The main story is about Henrietta and her handler, Jose, and how it evolves from the beginning of Henrietta's career and to towards the end of the anime. Now, I understand that there's a manga associated with this and that it's still ongoing. I would love to see more of it turned into anime. It will be my next manga purchase, just to see how the story progresses from where it ended in the anime. Three mangas are available, brought to us by ADV Manga. And I will be going to the bookstore later on today to see if I can't pick that up. Well, from reviews in anime to reviews in the movies. I went and saw, me and the boy went and saw Mission Impossible 3 on Friday when it came out. And I have to tell you, reviews are not done by the likes of you on this show. Yoda is the movie reviewer here? Well, that's not true, Yoda, necessarily. You know, I review anime and, you know, music and other things. Child's play, when compared to using the power of the Force to review a motion picture that has yet to be released. Insignificant you are in the ways of the Force. Yeah. Ways of the Force, blah, blah, blah. Jedi Master this, Jedi Master that. It's really, you know, you're really nothing but a 2-foot-high, pointy-eared Mocking me? Tolerate I can. Mocking the Force? I cannot. Jeez. All right. I think you're taking this, religion thing a bit too far, don't you think? Shut up and play my theme music, bitch! Damn right I use the Force. After a much needed rest that this slacker, Steven PDX, took, I will be reviewing the Da Vinci Code. In the can, this film has been for many months, waiting for religious zealots to finally see the light. The film stars Tom Hanks as a symbology writer and historian who gets wrapped up in the quest for the Holy Grail. During the search, many tenets of Catholicism are tested, and ultimately exposing the Catholic Church for the fraud that it really is.
Hey, Yoda, you can't say that. There have been many accounts disputing the assumptions of the Da Vinci Code. There have been discussions about, you know, the parts of the code that, Dan Brown...
Shutting that pie-hole you will be now! Everyone knows that there is only one true religion, the study of the Force. The rest of the religions of the world and the galaxies are merely speculation and fairy tales. So, to summarize, without giving away any spoilers, The Da Vinci Code is a very entertaining film. It is the movie that American Treasure wanted to be. This will be the movie of the year. It will be the best movie all year long, with one possible exception. The Tenacious D in The Pick of Destiny. Now, since Steven PDX has been gone so long, I had to develop a relationship to keep my mind off of movies. I now have a date with an Ewok, so I've got to bounce.
All right. Thanks, Yoda. All right, that was Yoda. And he was reviewing the movie The Da Vinci Code, which apparently he liked primarily because it involved trashing a religion that was not the Force. Did I mention that all opinions expressed by Yoda were Yoda's opinions, and that none of those opinions reflect on the Steven PDX podcast, the Steven PDX podcast producers, the Steven PDX podcast sponsors, or the... equipment suppliers to the Steven PDX podcast. Yoda hates all religions except for the Force, and that's Yoda. So don't talk bad about the Force around him. And if you do talk...
Okay.
If you do talk bad about the Force, he'll know and he'll choke you, apparently. So, that being said, I think we can wrap this up. I appreciate everyone listening to this podcast, and I appreciate the fact that... maybe three people actually listen to this podcast now.
All right. I'd like to remind everybody that you can find this podcast at steve-in-pdx.podomatic.com. That's the website for the podcast. And the feed is steve-in-pdx.podomatic.com/rss2.xml. And you can get that through iTunes, Podcast Pickle, Podomatic, Pod Out Your Ass, Pod from the Universe, Downloading from the Ether, blah, 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 blah. Please, 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 please give me a voicemail call at 206-339-4029. That's the voicemail line for the Steve and PDX podcast, 206-339-4029. Email me at steve-in-pdx@podomatic.com or steve-in-pdx. Oh, there, I missed a hyphen in there. steve-in-pdx@hotmail.com. Feel free to get a hold of me in any of those ways. You can visit the MySpace page, leave a comment if you feel like it. Steve in PDX podcast. You can get the when you get there, you'll see the fabulous helmet of Guts from Berserk as my little picture dealie, and I think I still have pictures up there from SakuriCon. Scroll up there. It's an example of fabulousness. Anyway, thanks for listening, and as always, let's have the punk group take us out.
Tonight, it's a beautiful world. it's a beautiful world. We're the punk group. We're gonna steal your girl. It's a beautiful world. It's a beautiful world. We're the punk group. We're gonna steal your girl. It's a beautiful world. It's a beautiful world. We're the punk group. We're gonna steal your girl. It's a beautiful world.